iMac Podcast 823, TV Plus, Apple TV Plus.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. We are finally at 16 minutes and 40 seconds of recorded content, actually recording this week's MyMac podcast, which is 823, as, you know, Gaz just said. And my, oh my, Gaz, how the little streaming service that a lot of people ragged on for not enough content, us included, has grown up. After testing the waters with a big exclusive with Tom Hanks' Greyhound World War II adventure, Apple and Netflix are rumored to be in the running for the latest and reportedly last one with Daniel Craig, oft-delayed James Bond flick No Time to Die. Big news for sure, but is there more to it? Maybe, but we'll talk about that later, because that's the tease-in for the next section of the show. How are you doing today, Gaz?
I am doing sponrific, Guy. Absolutely sponrific. I've actually been off work this last week.
Oh, yes. On purpose? Or did they on just purpose, say, go
no,
away?
On holiday? Well, I hope they don't say that, because that will put me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, it would suck. No, basically, it's half term over here in the UK, in this part of the world where we are. And my dear lady, Mrs. G, is off school. Not because she goes to school, because she goes to school to work. I decided
to. So she does lots of school work then?
She does. Ha ha. And I decided to take this period off as well. And so I'm off this week at the moment. So that's good. Yeah.
Nice.
So, and I went into my Apple account on my Mac to check a payment that I was expecting to go out of the account. And if you remember, I said last week that I hadn't had notification about any extended Apple TV Plus trial. Yeah. Well, I noticed that the Apple TV Plus subscription wasn't due for renew until February 2021. Yeah. So when I wrote this, I'd had the extension. They just hadn't told me.
Yeah.
However, yesterday, 3 days after I'd written this first piece, I got an email informing me of the extension. So
that they had already put on.
Correct. Yeah, well, right. They probably wanted to make sure it was allocated first and then pushed it out. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I'd prefer they over-deliver and under-promise rather than over-promising and under-delivering. So,
like everyone else. Also,
like
not
everyone
this show.
Else.
Not this
like
show.
Like everyone else. Not this show. Yeah. We always
under-deliver. We under-deliver and under-promise.
No. We always over-deliver. And people are getting fed up of it. So I went to look at buying the 64 gig iPad Air, the fourth gen. And guess what? 2 to 3 week delivery, Guy. Sold out. I mean, wow. Man, they were sold out. So
when did they announce like pre-ordering for that?
I think it was a few weeks ago, wasn't it? Because they announced it in September. And wow. I think it was back end of October that it was going to be available, 23rd, I think, or something. Anyway, that's however, a little bit of contemplation, Guy, and realization. I thought, I don't really need the iPad Air fourth gen. I really don't need it. It would be lovely to have it, but I really don't need it. So I've gone and actually ordered the iPad 8 and a Logitech keyboard. And a first gen pencil, just to give it a go. I also have bought one of those Apple TV game controllers. I can't remember what they're called now. Let me just see if I can find it. Yeah, the SteelSeries Nimbus.
I just use a Xbox controller. They work fine.
I haven't got an Xbox.
Well, you don't have to.
I know I don't have to,
but I've got one Xbox controller.
I've got one dedicated, which has also got a little thing above at the top, which actually holds the iPhone as well for me. So, because you can use it with the iPhone as well, can't you?
Oh, you know, we were talking about that over on Mac of the Future last week.
Were you?
That, yeah, because it was Xbox, or not Xbox, Microsoft has an app coming out.
Right.
We're actually going to steer over to Mac topics. Go ahead. Or should I just shut up until you're done?
I think I mentioned that in my snippets, but you go on.
Okay. And in the picture, they show like an Xbox controller and this, or something that looks like an Xbox controller, and this little stand that you put your phone on, and then you can play Xbox games, you know, mirrored or beamed to your phone. And it was like, well, wait a second. Wasn't the whole point of having an Xbox and a great big TV set was to get all the fine detail and everything that you could see from these games? And now they're like, oh, but what if you could take all of that tremendous content and put it on a tiny screen? Wouldn't that be great? So
excellent. Yeah. Well, you know.
Well done.
That's good. I'm quite enjoying. I've been playing a few games on my phone recently. So on a small screen,
iOS
it's fine.
You're talking about iOS games.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So they're not totally related.
Well, any like ones you'd recommend?
No.
Okay.
They're just old games that I've been playing and I've just been
okay. Very good.
But what I wanted to get this controller for was to see I want to go back to real racing and try that on the Apple TV and see how responsive.
Oh man, you
it
were
is.
So into that.
Oh,
for
I was
like a long time.
I was massively into that. So I just want to give it another go on the Apple TV and try a few other games on there as well. Because I've started playing Adventure again, the downhill snowboarding game. But anyway.
Yeah.
Now, to get back onto ordering the iPad. So I ordered the iPad 8th generation, right? And guess what, Guy? You know I said that the iPad Air is on a 2 to 3 week delivery.
Right.
Because they must have sold out. Well, the iPad 8th gen is on a 3 to 4 week delivery.
Seriously?
Man, are Apple selling out all of their iPads?
Either that or they're not making enough.
Well, there could be that or as both. Well, which is unlike Apple. Now I'm thinking, Guy, you know, all these savings I'm making, what can I do with all that spare cash, man?
It's not spare cash. It's just cash you didn't spend on other Apple gear.
It was allocated. It's allocated. No, it's not allocated, but I'm going to allocate it to something else, I'm sure. Well, I am going to get a couple of those HomePod minis, I think. I'm going to try those. So.
Yeah, but those are, I mean, compared to everything else you were just talking about, you could get like 16 HomePod minis for an iPad 8 and an iPad Air.
Yeah, I don't need that many.
Probably not. I'm guessing you don't. Unless what you do is you get 16 HomePods.
Yeah,
you arrange them in a circle all the way around you. And then you play like the theme to 2001 A Space Odyssey and just let your mind expand into
it. Or the opening from a new world record, Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a great record. Did you know Electric Light Orchestra never had a number one hit song in the United States?
They had a number one hit song in the UK, but it was with Olivia Neutron Bomb.
That is just sad.
Xanadu. It was.
Oh,
which
God.
Wasn't one of their best. I did know that, but I also knew that at the time they had a record for the Mr. Blue Sky being in the album for a long period. But that, I think that's been beaten by others. Jeff Lynne, they made enough money, man. They made enough.
Yeah. Well, it's sometimes it's not always about money. You know,
No, it's not.
It's like, okay, you take. You know. By the way, welcome everyone to the Electric Light Orchestra podcast. You take the body of work.
They've all turned to stone.
Well, pretty. They're not far from it. Because I think, how many are left from, what was that group he was in with Tom Petty and Roy Orbison?
Oh, I was listening
Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys. That's it.
I think only Jeff Lynne is, I think he's the last one standing.
And he's started touring again because he's kind of stopped touring, but he started touring again. Anyway. Anyway,
yeah.
Moving on.
Love Jeff Lynne, loved Electric Light Orchestra. If you're a fan of 70s progressive rock,
move on?
You did, but it's these things I have to say. Then you won't do much better than Electric Light Orchestra. Now, speaking of Electric Light Orchestra, that has nothing to do with what I'm about to talk about.
And especially, try some of their earlier stuff, folks.
Yeah.
I like really good
stuff.
Anyway.
You remember I was telling you last week about the Mac Mini?
You were? Yes.
Got it up and running, and it had Catalina on it. So I was like, well, I've got Catalina on my Mac.
Oh, well done.
So it was like the whole point, I wanted a machine that I could use to go back to 32-bit if and when I wanted to do that. So I had to get Mojave on this machine. The problem with going between Catalina and earlier versions of the Mac OS is AFPS, the new Apple file protocol system, because once you convert a drive to AFPS, it can be problematic to
going back.
So I did some searching online and I found a way to do it. It is somewhat easy to do, but it involves a trip to the terminal or downloading Diskmaker X to get an installer on external media. And I'll have some links in the show notes. Now, the 27-inch, I think it's a mid-teens Apple display that I got, the glass broke on it. I was barely able to keep the glass on there.
You'd mentioned that, hadn't you, previously?
Not that it had broken, but that I was thinking about replacing it.
Okay.
Because I had the glass on there with a clamp, literally. I couldn't find anything to keep that glass on.
You must have told me, because I remember you saying something about a clamp and the glass. So
Yeah, but it finally did break. The glass broke. Okay. And it would have cost me like $60 to get a replacement glass for it through like Amazon or something like that. And it was like, you know, let's just not do that. You know, let's get another monitor. So I went out and I got an Asus monitor that I am very disappointed with because it's only 1080 as compared to the much higher resolution of the Apple monitor. So I may have to get yet another monitor. But
are you trying to match your collection of mics with monitors?
Well, with monitors.
Is it something with the letter M in it? That makes
it easy. It's like Sesame Street. You know, it's like the My Mac podcast is brought to you by the letter M.
It's nothing like Sesame Street, guy.
I don't know. I've heard some stories about those guys. Yeah. It's not a great monitor, but it does work. And the last thing I want to talk about, especially this close to the elections, is I've decided, like on Facebook, which I've already started to do, muting Twitter accounts that do nothing but rant about political stuff. And it's kind of unfortunate because there's a lot of actors that I follow from various science fiction TV shows that just go on and on and on. And it's like, oh God, okay, we get it. You don't like this person or that person. We get it. Can you talk about anything else? What's up with that science fiction show that you used to be on? Anything new there? Oh, wait, everyone can't go to work because of COVID. So including science fiction shows, I guess. So anyway, I've muted most of them and my Twitter feed is so much quieter and easier to read now.
That's good.
It is good. Oh, and I voted last Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday I voted. It wasn't too bad. I was in line for about 2 hours. Which was when I first got in line, I was like, I'm never going to get up there. I'm going to be in this line forever. But it was like hour and a half later, it's like, oh, I'm almost there. So yay me. So I voted. And that's, for me, that part of the whole crazy nonsense that is 2020 is done. Which, of course, means that we should just go right over and start to talk about something else. Like,
well, I think we should go for Gazzy Snippets.
There we go. You were waiting to see if I was going to do it, weren't you?
Well, you did it last week. So,
I know. But I made a concentrated effort this week.
And I told
it's Gaz's snippets. You did.
And I told you off, didn't I?
So you that's did.
My okay. Right. Ming Chi Kuo says the iPhone. Ming Chi Kuo says iPhone 12 Pro demand is higher than expected.
What the hell does that even mean?
I do love your reactions to some of these stories. Apple TV Plus adding classic Charlie Brown specials and new originals starting in October. Well, it's nearly the end of October, so I hope they're already there.
There's some controversy over that. Oh,
controversy.
Controversy, because CBS, the network here in the United States, plays like the, you know, Charlie Brown Halloween, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Christmas. And what I don't know is, are they still going to play them on regular broadcast TV? So if Apple TV gets those exclusive, then that means if you don't have Apple TV Plus, you won't be watching Charlie Brown that I've seen probably 50 times over the last 60 years.
Oh.
So that's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you. Kate Hudson is to star alongside Octavia Spencer in Truth Be Told on Apple TV. Yeah, you be careful. Japan apparently joins the list of countries putting Apple under antitrust scrutiny.
Let's pile on. Let's pile on, Japan. Good job.
Apple plans to enable 5G in dual SIM mode with software update later this year. Now, I haven't read this, to be honest with you, and I thought, well, hang on a minute. I've already got dual SIM mode with 4G, so my expectation would be, of course, you're going to get dual SIM mode. So I was surprised that was kind of coming out as a
software fix.
I think there possibly is something going astray there, or it was or it wasn't quite ready. Sorry about that.
You okay?
I am.
Drink some beer.
I haven't got any, actually. I need to get
What?
Watch OS 7.0.3 is released for Apple Watch Series 3 with a fix for a restart bug. Interestingly, I'm only just catching up on 7.0.2. I assume I might not be getting it on an iWatch 4. Apple Watch 4. I've only just got 7.02. So I just found that odd that I saw this news article go out a few times about 7.03. So I was quite surprised on that. Anyway.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think I should get 7.03 as well.
Yeah.
Some Apple Watch SE owners are experiencing issues with overheating. Do you know?
Yeah, they also call those people now Stumpy.
Well, that has been my nickname in the past. I'll be honest with you.
I used to have a hand here.
I don't know where to go with that. Interestingly, though, Guy, I'm only just catching. Oh, sorry. Interestingly, though, there have been times when my iPhone 11 seems to have been getting very hot. That as you will. Apple launches Apple Music TV, a 24-hour music video live stream. I haven't seen anything about that. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've heard about it. I haven't gone on to my Apple TV to check it out. And I actually meant to, but I got, you know, I know, Dan, hold on to your hat. I got distracted and didn't do it. You're not surprised.
I can't believe that. And here's I think, what you were mentioning earlier. Microsoft now lets Xbox owners stream Xbox One games on the iPhone and iPad. If you've got a large iPad, I think it's a reasonable shout. You know, they want to. If someone wants to carry on playing it, and I assume that's they're able to play it. I don't
Go
know.
Ahead.
It's just anyway. Now I like this. I was going to say this two different ways. It's either Molecule. or Molecule. Mini Plus air purifier adds HomeKit support and is now available in Apple stores, apparently. So go fill your boots, folks.
Yeah.
Apple shares account for 7% of the S&P 500 as tech stocks dominate that particular area at the moment. Not a lot of analysts coming out with news at the moment. I think they're probably all waiting for a certain event, which is coming up soon. iPhone 12 Pro Max
29th. Sorry.
Has smaller 3.687 milliamp battery, according to regulatory filing.
It's in a bigger case. Why does it have a smaller?
I'm only repeating what I've seen online, Guy.
Okay.
You know, it's just
No, I'm sorry. I have to hold you personally responsible for these things. After all, it says Gaz's snippets.
It's my fault. My fault. Okay. Apparently, it's only got 7% less capacity than the 3.969 milliamp battery in the iPhone 11 Pro Max.
I'm waiting for the iPhone 12 Pro Max Plus. Extra.
It's coming soon. Apple's TV remote app has been pulled from the App Store since functionality is available in Control Center.
Better place for it anyway.
Yeah. Short form video service, Quibi is now available on Apple TV. The Apple Fifth Avenue glass cube remains barricaded.
It's not.
As worries about election unrest. They've shut it down.
Yeah, they shut down the whole service. right after this announcement, it was like, okay, well, you know, we're going to expand our audience by putting on the Apple TV. Oh, wait, no, we're not, because we're shutting it down.
So is it not barricaded anymore?
It is not barricaded. Good. Wait, no, you're talking about the glass cube. I was talking about Quibi.
No, I'm talking about... I've moved on.
Okay, well, see, now that makes much more sense, because that was kind of like, why would you barricade a short-form video service?
Let me repeat it. Apple Fifth Avenue glass cube remains barricaded as worries about the election unrest mount. And even more, Guy, why would you barricade a short-form service video app as... Oh, well, I suppose, no, the last part kind of could, you know, the election unrest, short-form video. Yeah, I'll get where your mind was going there for the first time ever.
Wish I did. See, that's the first sign of madness when you understand me.
Apparently, the French iPhone boxes come packed with an outer box for the separate ear pods that they've got.
Of course they do.
Apple lobbies. Naturally. The U.S. government to cut taxes on local chip production.
Yeah, well, they need their chips.
Absolutely. I like chips with salt and vinegar. Apple introduces option to download iOS updates over 5G on iPhone 12 models.
You couldn't do it before?
This is something... I thought, hang on a minute, I thought I could do it over 4G. This is more and more is saying to me, don't buy a 5G phone, Gaz. There are so many problems with 5G phones. Don't buy one.
Don't have access to 5G anyway.
Well, I don't. So, it's irrelevant. You'd be like,
well,
we would
love to give you that update for your phone, but you don't have 5G. So, no update for you.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is, I just wouldn't activate it. I'd just stay on 4G. And I've heard, actually, that some networks in the US are actually saying that they've got coverage of 5G, but they're actually been doing that in 4G LTE areas. Saying no more. We'll move on because the next story is great.
Oh, tell me.
Jony Ive will help design the future of Airbnb. There's going to be no buttons and very thin beds.
Thank goodness Jony Ive is there to save the day.
Apple's new iPhone swings LG's display to profit. So apparently LG weren't making a great deal of money until the new iPhone kicked in and Apple bought all of those screens from LG. Apple TV app is coming to the PS4 and PS5.
That's not a surprise.
Apple shares Servant Season 2 teaser ahead of the January 15 debut.
I really need to get in there and watch the first season.
And the next story is for you. Apple AirTags revealed in newly published patent applications.
Oh, good.
We're so looking forward to them.
We are.
Apple expanding express retail store setup that offers safer purchase options.
They cover you in plastic.
Apple updates iMovie and GarageBand for iOS with new features. New features. New. I could probably find them and tell you what they are if you really.
Yeah, because I haven't. I don't use iMovie or GarageBand in iOS.
I know some people do, and they really like it. I occasionally go into it and I think it's quite good, but I don't do enough movies. Apparently, there's an option to import and share 4K videos at 60 frames a second now. Probably not in GarageBand, but probably in iMovie.
Yeah, which will work so well when you have 64 gigs of storage space in a device.
Yes, I think you might need to buy a bit more.
Apple, you might need a little more.
Kyanne Drance interview addresses battery life, MagSafe, and power adapter concerns. I watched this, Guy. Mm-hmm. Do you want my and response?
I would love to see your response. So it wasn't the most interesting of interviews.
No, it was not. So if any of you folks have seen it, then we're still any of you folks
I would like
seen
to
it,
talk about
no,
battery
it
life
no, it,
issues.
No, it wasn't that, but it was just a marketing problem. It did nothing. So just don't bother, folks.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson to star in Bride for Apple TV Plus.
Yes, soon to be Mrs. Scarlett Johansson Searle. Yes.
Yes, right. Apple Music and others were... Now, you will like this.
Okay.
Apple Music and others were unknowingly hosting white supremacist music, Guy. iPhone 11 Pro outlasts iPhone 12 and 12 Pro in extensive battery life test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have either one of those devices.
Apple
three.
Ceramic.
No, there was three. There were three devices mentioned.
There were, and you don't have either three.
I don't have any of those three.
Either, either, neither, neither.
None of them.
And to finish off this section of snippets, Apple Ceramic Shield cover glass significantly improves iPhone 12 durability, Guy.
How does it do with battery life, though?
It does it like this. I've got one Gaz's link.
Ooh.
And it's basically, I know governments are short of cash, Guy, but maybe this is just a banker for them. The Department of Justice sues Google over antitrust concerns. I think they just need a bit of cash. That's why they're suing them.
Well, you think they go after Apple then instead?
Well, they can't find anything on Apple.
It doesn't stop them from trying.
Anyway, folks. That's the end of this section. Point one is over. Be ready for point two. So stand by to stand by. And Guy and Gaz, the G-Men, will be right back. Hi.
I'm Q.
Hi. My name is Q. Hi, Q. You're a shite. You're a shite for sure, eyes.
Yeah, careful how you say shite. Welcome, everyone, back to the MyMac.com podcast. As we were kind of talking about at the beginning of the first segment, because this is now the second segment, point two. The topic we were going to talk about today has to do with Apple TV, and because Apple is in the running for the new James Bond flick with Daniel Craig, No Time to Die, which is also going to be, assumingly, to be the last James Bond film that Daniel Craig does. And if Apple wins this bid, and that's assuming that MGM doesn't still hold out for a theater release, though that's looking less and less likely as time goes on, this wouldn't be actually, Gaz, the first exclusive streaming movie, big name that was going to be in theaters movie that Apple TV had, because Tom Hanks' film Greyhound, which was from Sony, was a success, at least in publicity, for Apple TV Plus. And I'm sure Apple is looking for other properties to highlight their service to make it stand apart from the others. And
very
a
good,
juicy action flick from MI6 would be just the way to do that. Have you seen the trailers for this movie?
I haven't. No, actually. No, I haven't.
It kind of looks good.
I try to keep away from trailers if I can help it, to be honest with you. You
avoid the spoilers?
Well, they're not spoilers so much, but they kind of, I just want to go and watch the film. And, you know, you soon pick up whether it's good enough or not. And, you know, some franchises, you know, there's going to be a certain level. And, yeah, and sometimes they show all of these things and you go, oh, that's enough. I just, you know, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. You know who does that really, really poorly? The Mission Impossible trailers.
Yeah.
You know, because it just bounces from action scene to action scene to action scene. And I'm just talking about the trailer. They kind of do that in the movie as well. Yeah, but in the trailer, it's like you can't even catch your breath. And it doesn't give you much of a sense of really what the movie is about, which is what a good trailer should do. Not give you so much that you're like, okay, well, I've seen this before and I'm not interested in seeing it because I can pretty much guess.
No, this would be a pretty big kudos for them, though, to get it, wouldn't it?
Right, but there's a lot more to this story, Gaz.
Is there? There's not.
There is, because Apple and a few other companies, including Netflix, may be bidding on not just this film, but the entire MGM studio and its back catalog. Now, if you remember back when, because Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus sort of started relatively at the same time. And right out of the gate, Disney Plus, with all the stuff they had from Fox and National Geographic and Marvel and Star Wars and Pixar, had all this content ready to go that they could just dump on people. Whereas Apple went the exclusive brand new content route, for better or for worse. And so they didn't have as much stuff, but everything that you were seeing in Apple TV Plus was brand new. That you not only could you not watch it anywhere else, you couldn't have watched it anywhere else. So Apple, with all of its money,
had a slow start. Apple had a slow start.
Well, as far as content, you know, the amount of content. And if you remember,
well, then there was some new stuff from Disney as well, you know, like The Mandalorian.
Oh yeah, and, which has been just so good.
Yeah, and there was, you know, I think there's a couple of others from so, but they all, as you said, they already had a big back catalog that they could put in there. Of course,
the problem when you go with a big back catalog and not a lot of new content is early on, a lot of people are like, wow, great, I can watch, you know, all 9 Star Wars movies and, you know, and all of this other stuff. Well, what happens when that runs out and you've already seen it? You know, that you're probably not going to go back and watch it again. Whereas something like The Mandalorian, which is, you know, part of the Star Wars franchise, because it's brand new, you may go back and watch those again and again, especially since it's in more easily digestible chunks as compared to like a 2-hour movie, you know, Mandalorian being under an hour. Same thing with like with Apple TV with Ted Lasso, which have you watched the last episode of that?
Oh yes, of course.
Absolutely. Wasn't that just so good?
I've been telling so many people about Ted Lasso, and the thing is, a lot of them are going, "Oh right, where can I watch it?" And I'm going, "You probably can't," because I know a lot of them don't have Apple TV. Or Apple TV Plus, I should say. So.
Or the app on their smart TVs.
Well, it's not even that. They could get around that, a lot of them. But in various ways. Yeah. And this is where now will Apple be selling and will Ted Lasso become available elsewhere eventually? Who knows?
For their big hit shows, I see no reason why they would. You know, for something like, and I say this because of it is personal bias, something like The Morning Show or something like For All Mankind, I could see those shows going to Netflix or Hulu or some of the streaming services that have a wide variety of contracted content. And by contracted content, I mean content they don't necessarily own, but they've contracted with the copyright owners to show it on their service. So, you know, sure, why not? Why not have those, you know, the shows that, you know, didn't garner the kind of attention like what Ted Lasso or The Mandalorian have gotten over their particular runs. Now, one of the things that kind of happened when Apple first started, or when the rumors started going around that Apple was going to have this TV streaming service, a lot of people were talking about them buying Netflix, who is now also in the running to buy MGM. And if you remember at the time when we talked about that, it made no sense, I don't think, to either one of us, because Netflix, especially then, didn't have a lot of owned content that was exclusively theirs. Now, there is currently some shows that you can watch exclusively on Netflix, but I don't believe Netflix actually owns the content. I think it was they were like, okay, well, you're putting this show out, we want to be the first ones to show it. But some of the Star Wars stuff that Netflix had, I believe, has since moved over to Disney Plus.
Yep.
And a lot of that was exclusive to Netflix content. And I don't know what's going to happen to some of the Marvel TV shows, because they had Daredevil and they had The Punisher and they had a few other shows like that. And I don't believe at this time those shows are available through Disney Plus. So what their status is, I don't know.
Well, it's a bit like the Spider-Man piece, isn't it? Because Sony, the Spider-Man
and Venom. Venom is part of the Sony thing too.
Yeah, but I think Spider-Man for a lot of people is the bigger piece. That, you know, when I want to go and watch the Marvel series, for especially the Avengers series, you would expect, all right, I'm going to watch all of the Marvel Avenger episodes or films. That means there's a couple of Spider-Man movies in there that I can watch. Nope. You can't watch it if you've only got Disney Plus. You've got to be able to get it through Sony, because
they don't have what? No, Far From Home is on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Nope. Not in the UK. Not in the UK.
I'll have to. I don't have it here in front of me. I'll have to go and check that later. But I thought I saw.
If the only Spider-Man stuff that I can find, I'm going to do it now.
I'm going to check too here. Disney. This makes for fascinating podcasting.
Well,
by the way,
the only Spider-Man stuff that I've got on Disney Plus in the UK is cartoons. There are no real, with real people. In Disney Plus in the UK. And that threw me a little bit when I was trying to go through the Avengers series of films, because we were trying to watch them in some sort of order. Well, we have watched them in some sort of order. It's just that we're missing some of the Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, no, you are absolutely correct. Spider-Man Homecoming, which was brilliant.
Yep.
And Spider-Man Far From Home are not available on Disney Plus here in the US.
Correct. So that because Sony's got the franchise to them, so, and they ain't about to give that up, I don't think, to be honest with
you. There's to go off topic a little bit, and not like we ever do that.
Ever.
There are some plans because the Venom movie with Tom Hardy, I think his name is, was the actor that was in Venom. That was also done by Sony. And what I'm hearing is they're getting ready to roll Venom into Spider-Man. And at the same time, Doctor Strange, which is part of, not Fox. Who was it that is the main people? Well, it's Disney, of course, but I mean the main studio name for all the Marvel all the Marvel movies other than Spider-Man. Sony has Spider-Man and well, it doesn't matter, whoever that studio is. They're going to, next year, we're going to have a Doctor Strange movie that has Spider-Man in it. And we're going to have a Spider-Man movie with Doctor Strange in it. So what happens? Now, you see Spider-Man in the MCU movies, like the two Avengers movies, but you don't see him in the standalone movie.
Yes,
so what happens when you have Spider-Man, a Sony property, with an MCU character like Doctor Strange, who is owned by
it's all about the deals that they do in the background, Guy. It's all about the deal, and that's what makes this a really weird. So going back to your point, Netflix do have some owned property now, but it still doesn't make them a proposition for Apple to buy, because Apple now think I believe that they are strong enough in this area to go out and start buying their own back catalog, not their own back catalog, but other
like back MGM's catalog, back catalog
to back up what they're doing at the moment.
I would love to see Apple get a big studio like this and be able to just dump a whole lot of content in their service, because it would actually give me a reason to go there more often than I do now. Because the problem is when you have exclusively new content, this is coming full circle around from what my original argument was, is that once you have watched all the new content, if that's all you have, then there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
Agreed. Compared to having all these back catalogs. And when you've watched all that, there's nothing else to watch because you don't have anything new. So it's difficult to try to work your way around
as long as the Apple TV application continues to work, because you know I talked about this group join thing on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The Disney Plus app on my iPad now keeps crashing, and it keeps telling me when I go back into it, I'm in a group.
Really?
Watch, and I'm not. And it's just crazy.
Other than when we started this podcast, I don't think either one of us was even aware of it.
No, and now whenever, because I opened up Disney Plus and it popped up with this group join thing.
Does anyone else in the family watch Disney Plus from your devices?
Yeah, well, they do in the house, but
I wonder if one of them started a group watch and didn't tell you.
Well, then I would have got a pop-up surely telling me to, you know, start watching it, which I haven't had. And it's just weird. And it's now, and the thing is, after a while, Disney Plus out of my iPad keeps crashing now. It's great. I'll do a reboot of that and see if we fix that.
Yeah, see if that takes care of it.
Anyway.
So that's basically what's going on. Apple is currently in the running to buy not to buy, but to have exclusive rights, because they won't have it forever. The No Time to Die James Bond flick.
Yeah.
And then they'll also, I guess they're also in the running to potentially buy the entire MGM studios and their back catalog, which would be a real feather in the cap for Apple, because this gives them the space. Because didn't they originally say they were going to make like X number of movies per year?
I can't remember.
And they haven't, and nobody's been able to do that, of course, everything that's going on. But if they have their own studio with that kind of space that MGM has, then that should make it easier for them to continue to crank out movies that will be exclusive to their service.
Yeah, but the fact is, Guy, MGM Studios currently has to push out a certain amount of content to make itself viable.
Right.
If Apple takes it over, it can't drop that amount of content. It's still got to be pushing out that amount of content.
Sure.
So,
but not necessarily because nobody's pushing out anything to theaters right now.
No, I know. But it doesn't, just because Apple suddenly buys it doesn't mean that they go, relax, guys, you can slow down the output. It doesn't matter.
Oh, so Apple no. are not. They'd have to keep going.
Yeah, they've got to keep going, and they've got to keep going at the rate which, you know, makes sense. Else, they lose the potential of what they're buying further down the line. So, it's a difficult scenario. It really is.
Okay. Well, I personally, and we're going to end this part of it. I personally hope that this is true, that Apple does get at least someone's catalog, so that they can have more content on their service. And
I think we've said that for a long time though.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I'm curious to see, because when you look at this movie, this James Bond flick, there was something similar that happened with Mulan over on the Disney service. And they tried to charge people. And I guess some people actually
paid
like $30
Yeah.
to watch that movie. I have not watched it, and I won't at $30.
No, definitely.
That's crazy. Hopefully Apple won't do that. That they'll just make it available for anyone who has the service.
So if I just try and find Mulan here.
Are they still trying to charge for it?
In fact, I can't find it.
Oh, well, maybe it's done for that run and they're just waiting.
Yeah, because one thing that I did say, actually, I did see, certainly with the Disney Plus stuff, was it Onward? I think it was Onward, the Pixar movie Onward. That only recently appeared within the Disney Plus environment over here in the UK, only within the last couple of weeks or so.
Really? Okay, I saw that some time ago.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good flick, actually.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
But
wasn't the best Pixar flick I've ever seen.
No.
But it was fun.
Yeah. All right. So I think you're right. I think they need to do it because the amount of they've shown that they can push out some really cracking stuff. But you've got to bulk it up, guys. You really have got to bulk it up. He's nodding his head. Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. And I've just realized, Guy, at the start, we both had quite a lot to say about, you know, our personal stuff, not personal stuff, but, you know, when we first start off the show, I didn't mention I went flying on Monday.
That in your notes?
No, I didn't. I took control of a little Cessna plane and flew over my house. Flew over my house.
Did you make like sounds as you went over it?
I did think it. I didn't make those sounds, but I did think those sounds.
Yeah, I have had a friend back in, oh God, this was just out of high school, and he was obviously hadn't been a pilot for very long. And we went up into a small single engine plane and we're flying around, and I was thinking, sitting there, well, he's a new pilot. I hope he doesn't try to do anything stupid. And then he turns to me and he says, "Watch how slow I can fly this plane." It was like, no, 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 no.
I really don't want to watch. Anyway.
I don't want to watch.
Anyway, yeah,
we're getting away from Gaz's tip.
Did you know that you can tap and drop an app icon to get into jiggle mode on your iOS device, Guy?
By
tapping and holding on an icon to pick up the submenu, which has an option to edit the home screen. So all of those things bring up the right. Now, exiting jiggle mode, other than hitting the done button on the top right hand corner, which is what I used to do quite a lot, you can swipe up from the bottom of your screen or just tap any empty part of the screen and you're out of jiggle mode. You don't have to press the done button on the top right hand corner, folks. It's that easy.
I knew some of those.
Now you know all of them. You're nodding your head.
And we're nodding like crazy here.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Oh, darn it.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
I keep forgetting there's more stuff I've got to do once the theme is done.
Well, why don't you just add them on to the end of it?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I should. I should just throw them all together. Go into Audio Hijack and put those together. Oh, speaking of Audio Hijack, there's been some updates to Rogue Amoeba's apps.
It has.
However, they still don't work under Big Sur. They updated the ACE component, which, you know, the audio capture engine.
Yeah.
But it's still not working yet for Big Sur. But I'm imagining that with something like this just coming out, I imagine that they're probably pretty close.
All I'm going to say is, come on, Paul Kafasis, pull your finger out.
And before we go too much farther, I was talking earlier about moving or taking the Mac Mini that I bought and putting Mojave on it. And I've got links here for how to do it. How to get DiskMaker X, which makes making like bootable USB drives pretty easy, and also how to do it on the terminal. Those will be in the show notes. So go on over and check those out. We have some interesting stuff that came from people. I know that's a very odd way to say it.
That's a very odd way to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know James Ormiston.
I do know James. Yeah.
I have not one, but two. Two audio snippets from James this week, and we're going to play those right now. Here's number one.
Five.
What?
Four. Three. Two. Oh, hey, I'm going to be listening to Guy and Guys in the My Mac show. One. No!
I have no idea what that means.
Shall I help you?
Well, I know it has something to do with the...
Five.
Yes.
Four. Three. Two. One.
Oh, hell, I'm going to listen to Guy and Gaz.
Just when you thought it was safe, another podcast from Guy and Gaz on the My Mac podcast.
That's right. You're never safe. The last 12 years, you have not been safe from a podcast from us. And that is not all. We also got one from our good buddy in North Carolina, whose first name is Greg. So I guess I'm just going to play that then.
Yeah. Well, you've got it. I haven't.
Okay. Okay.
Nice work.
No, that's not from Greg.
No.
Hey, guy. Hey, guys. It's Greg from North Carolina. I've just listened to the first few minutes of the most recent My Mac podcast, and the two of you were discussing the various pronunciations of controversy and controversy. And when Gaz assured Guy that some people do say it controversy, and Guy said, oh, good, then we're not insane, speaking of him and his wife, I believe what Gaz meant to say was, well, yes, you two are insane. It's just that this particular incident is not evidence of said insanity. Thought you'd enjoy that perspective. Great show, guys.
Yeah. Me and Sanity, we're not the best of friends. We don't get along. We really don't.
I think you do. It's just the
rest. You think it's all just a game? You think it's a sham? A sham? Is it a sham, guys?
It is. Move on.
Okay. If people want to get a hold of you, sir.
Really?
Is there a way to do it? Yeah. What else do we got?
Okay. That's fine. I'm quite happy with that. Well, if they want to get in contact with me, the thing was, you normally do your Patreon and all of the Ko-fi and all that stuff. You go and do it now. Go on.
Okay. Patreon.com/MacParrot. Coffee, ko-fi/MacParrot. PayPal.me/MacParrot is all the ways that you can help me pay for all of the stuff that I do. Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you, like I hadn't already said that before, how would they do so?
Send an email to gaz@mymac.com, gaz@mymac.com, or on the Twitters, twitter.com/gazmaz, gaz.
Curse.
M-A-Z. You can also contact both Guy and myself on the Twitters, twitter.com/guy and gaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Curse.
You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K at mymac.com. So...
Yeah.
Now, Guy says... What does he say?
Guy was paid at 75 grand.
No, he... Never said that. No, I don't think he...
Do we know it was a guy?
Well, Guy says...
He's not sure.
I like to go with Guy.
I like to go with Guy as well. Yeah. It's, you know, because Guy...
I screwed up.
No, he never screws up. Anyway.
His name was Guy.
Yeah, his name was Guy.
No fooling.
Guy's the one.
Because Guy is definitely the one.
You remember Guy?
Guy.
I'm right here.
Guy, yeah.
An email from Guy.
How would they do it?
Oh, Gaz. All you'd have to do is send that to Guy. That's my William Shatner impression. Guy@mymac.com. You can also reach me on the Twitters at MacParrot and also Vertshark.
I'm not doing any of them.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that going to be anything? Okay. If you would like to contact us, just like James Ormiston and Greg from North Carolina do, you can learn how to use Skype and learn how to use a telephone. And all you have to do is dial 1 or plus 1 if you're outside the United States, 703-436-9501. Or, to say it again, because I messed up, it would be 1 or plus 1 outside of the United States, 703-436-9501. Or, don't dial the 1 or the plus 1. It's such a waste of time. Just go right into the Skype app and dial 703-436-9501. And, Gaz, I would like to say to everyone out there, we're very sorry. No, I'm kidding. Thank you. Thank you all for downloading and listening to the MyMac.com podcast. The two of us cannot believe after 12 years of this.
12 years.
12 years. Almost 12 years. It'll be 12 years in March, I think. Wow. That you're still listening to us. And the fact that you are, we are very grateful for. And Gaz, I think that we're good enough. I think that we're smart enough. And I think that, doggone it, woof, 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 people, woof, like us.
James Bondic, Akurean, Zuzuginako, Zabetzutian, Arita Osiaha, Design. Nahi tut eta astindu etst dit staten. Guy.
Yes.
Mrs. G and I had an argument about which vowel is the most useful. I won. And.
So painful. So very painful.
Get out of here now. Go on home and go home.